Lost Empire, The Adventures of Nikolai Razanov. A tale of intrigue in the Russian imperial court of Catherine the Great, of adventure in the world's far corners. The dramatic untold story of the time when Russia planned the seizure of America's Pacific coast. Another episode based on the famed new book, Lost Empire by Hector Chevenet. Nikolai Razanov was suddenly dismissed from his post as assistant to the director of petitions, thanks to the enmity of Empress Catherine's lover, Plato Zubov. Then, while driving in a carriage about the streets of St. Petersburg in the evening, showing the city to Anna, daughter of the merchant Shelikov, the two of them were suddenly and quietly arrested and taken to St. Peter and Paul prison. At dawn, Razanov was awakened, condemned without a hearing to Siberia, and not allowed to communicate with the soul or to inquire what had happened to Anna. The closed carriage now rolls rapidly out of St. Petersburg. In it, Razanov sits with his guard.
Are we out of the city yet, guard?
Oh, not quite. Just leaving Kazinskaya Street.
Please, guard, let me look. Let me see St. Petersburg before we leave it forever.
Sure. I'll draw the curtain over the back window a little. But no move.
I promise.
All right, then, look.
Oh, Petersburg. Petersburg. Look, guard. The workmen are finishing putting the stone embankments on the Neva River.
Ready for the winter's floods.
And there, the parade ground of the Izmailovsky Regiment. If I had a ruble for every time I marched over that green grass, I'd have 10,000 rubles.
Well, don't let them see you looking. I'll catch it if they do.
Guard, your future can be no more important to you than my past suddenly seems to me. I'm looking at the city where I was born for the last time.
Tough, isn't it? You know, sometimes I'm glad I never got to be anybody. Once I used to have ambitions to be one of them men in red coats and blue pants with all the gold braid on their shoulders. Ones who stand at the door of the palace where the Empress lives. But, well, they're always hearing something, they're telling to somebody else, and then getting into trouble.
Look, the sun is just breaking over the spires of St. Isaac's.
Why don't you get a little sleep? We'll have a long ride.
Are you to be my companion all the way to Siberia?
No, I take you as far as Nizhny Novgorod. There you join the gang.
The gang?
Yep. The convicts starting across the Ural Mountains to Siberia next week.
Oh. You mean on foot?
Not your kind. You'll probably have transportation as far as Tobolsk on the other side of the mountains.
I see. And the others, not so prominent, they walk across the Ural Mountains, hmm?
Oh, yes, when there's no snow.
Oh, when there's no snow. Considerate of the government.
Oh, it isn't so bad. After you get to Siberia, people like you. They have businesses and even get into government jobs. They get married, raise families. All you have to do is report to the police every few weeks.
Are you by any chance trying to cheer me?
Well, it's better than being in jail.
A little. Look, do you come back to St. Petersburg?
Sure. I only take you as far as Nizhny Novgorod.
Will you take a message to my father?
Well, I might. It depends.
I understand. Good heavens.
What's the matter? You forget something?
No, I remembered it. I haven't a ruble on me.
Oh, haven't you? Well, now, isn't that too bad?
Look, my father will pay you, and well.
Oh, no, thanks. I've had those promises before.
Have you no understanding? I'm going to Siberia. My people will never know if I'm dead or alive.
Too dangerous. You're supposed to be doing just that, going there without anybody knowing where you've gone.
Are you sure?
Say, I've taken dozens just like you. Now, you just stop your worrying about your folks. You'll need all of your worrying for yourself.
I see. Well, on to Siberia. And give me just one last look at St. Petersburg.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and look. Don't cost a kopeck to let you look.
Oh. When early dawn in golden spring harbinger of a day to be. Upward mounts the heaven's king out of a boundless azure sea. Such dawn, such hours, soft and rosy beams, come to the mountain tops on high and decks the waves with gold-white gleams, the fields, the forest, and the sky.
Hey, what's that? Poetry?
Yes, yes, I suppose it is.
That's really pretty. Did you write it yourself?
No, a man named Derjavin wrote that.
Oh, is that so? Say, wasn't he the fellow that was director of the Bureau of Petitions or something?
Yes, yes, he was director of the Bureau of Petitions. I was his assistant.
Well, is that so?
Once, however, he was a poet. That was before he learned the ways of government. St. Petersburg.
Are you still harping on that?
You know, I never realized the very sound of that name would suddenly seem like the loveliest thing in the world to me.
What's lovely about it?
Very little, except the fact I'll probably never see it again.
Oh, sure. Why, lots of men get out of Siberia again. Why, look at that general they recalled so that they could win the Turkish War. Why, he was only there 15 years.
Oh, I see. Just a short stay, eh?
Sure. Nothing to be afraid of about Siberia. Better than this country in lots of ways.
Really?
Sure. More chance for a fella to get around, make a little money for himself.
So? And how can that be done?
If I were kicked out of Siberia, you know the first thing I'd do?
I'm afraid I don't know.
Well, I'd head right for the East Coast. There I'd get on one of those boats that go across the ocean to all those Aleutian Islands, and I'd hunt furs. Say, some of those fellas, that is the ones that get back alive, come back with silver and blue fox skins and sea otter worth, oh, 25,000-30,000 rubles.
Really?
Sure they do.
That's strange.
Well, what's strange about it?
I've recently been hearing a great deal about this fur trade with the islands close to America.
Oh, is that so? Well, you don't hear much about it usually around Russia. Yeah, people around St. Petersburg don't care about what happens in Siberia. Oh, they all the time want to talk about places like Paris and Berlin.
I've been talking to a Siberian merchant in that trade.
What's his name?
Shelikhov. Gregory Shelikhov.
Oh, is that so? Say, I've heard of him. He's the richest one of the lot. Owns 3 or 4 ships. Sends them to America every year.
You know the young lady with whom I was arrested?
Her? Sure, I remember her. Say, not bad looking.
She's Gregory Shelikhov's daughter.
Is that so? Small world, isn't it? I got a cousin that works for him. One of the hunters on the settlement he owns over on the American coast.
Yes, it is a small world, isn't it? At least I hope it doesn't prove too large in Siberia, as I fancy it will.
No. You like Siberia. You'll get acquainted with folks a lot friendlier than you've ever been with people around St. Petersburg. Why, around that town you can live for weeks and not be able to meet a single one of all those people who go around with their noses in the air. Like you, for instance.
Me?
Sure. All right, look. Here we sit, drawn by a couple of horses in grand style, chatting away. Why, you'd never have spoken to me in St. Petersburg.
You put the matter in a new light.
Well, that's the way to look on things. Why, in Petersburg, I could have seen you 12 times a day running around the palace, fetching and carrying things for the Empress. You'd never remember me. Say, tell me, is it true that the Empress has all them lovers they talk about?
How many did you hear about?
Oh, dozens.
Well, you must remember that Her Majesty cannot choose a husband like a commoner could.
Ah, you're just trying to explain things away. Why, I've heard a lot of them. Potemkin and that Count Orlov and now there's this Zubov fella. I never did like him somehow. I saw him once. He used to be a corporal in the guard or something, didn't he?
That's right. Now he is His Highness, the Field Marshal General and Grand Chamberlain, Prince Plato Zubov.
Well, 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 fancy that. He kind of got up in the world, didn't he? Hey, what's going on anyway? Hey, we're stopping. Hey, Simpkin, what are we stopping for?
Get out of the way!
Huh?
Is something wrong?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to find out.
Captain Tiomkin?
Yeah?
I'm the courier from headquarters. I rode like the wind to catch up with you. Special dispatch.
Yes, well, let's have him.
Right here, sir.
Thanks. Well, if this isn't just what you'd expect of that gang of chairwarmers at St. Petersburg.
Is it permissible for a mere prisoner to inquire what's happening?
Now that we've gone this far, we're turning back.
turning back?
Sure. This here's an order to take you right back to St. Peter and Paul prison.
Are you sure?
Sure, of course I'm sure. Signed by the prefect of police, isn't it? All right, Simpkin, turn the horses around.
Turn back to St. Petersburg? What does this mean? A reprieve for Rizanov? Or something worse than banishment? Or are friends operating in his behalf? You've heard another in the radio serial Lost Empire, The Adventures of Nikolai Rizanov, based on the famed book of the same name by Hector Chevenet. Listen for further episodes in this exciting tale of intrigue and adventure.